Indiana has two new laws that aim to highlight the risks firefighters face from wearing gear that contains PFAS. Experts say those chemicals are likely linked to cancer and other health issues. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahya Reyes reports those experts also say the risk goes beyond just firefighters.
Notre Dame professor Graham Peasley received piles of gear from firefighters wanting him to test it for PFAS. In a widely cited 2020 study, Peasley found potentially dangerous levels of exposure in a moisture barrier they wear. But he says it doesn't end there.
A lot of people wear uniforms. Think of hospitality, think of delivery, think of the military.
PFAS has since been found in flight attendants' uniforms, a police officer's pants, and more. Cornell biologist, chemist, and workplace health and safety program director Nellie Brown says these chemicals are dangerous because they can disrupt hormones.
The end result is that we can turn genes on and off inappropriately, cause the body's signals to be all disrupted. Every body system is potentially affected.
Brown says PFAS can enter the body from many sources outside of work gear, so it's likely impossible to avoid entirely. But reducing exposure in any way is still valuable. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.